because from 10 years old until my mid-20s, I dealt with issues on my own. In fact, I couldn't get too close to anybody. I couldn't trust anybody because I felt like they would just up and leave me at some point. I distanced myself from friendships and I couldn't get too close. A lot of times I felt alone in my life and I was surrounded by so many people all the time, but at the very same time, I felt like I was all alone by myself. So I dealt with loneliness and pain and I dealt with my trust issues. I dealt with all of these things in my own way. And how many of you know that when you try to deal with these things on your own way, they can express themselves in many unhealthy ways? You know, many people can deal with their own issues with alcoholism, with substance abuse, with isolation, with being antisocial, with being angry, with being frustrated, with blaming the world. And then we can actually go in the opposite direction and then try to find fulfillment in things because we're searching for something. And so you can try to find fulfillment in relationships. You can try to find fulfillment in friendships or in a job or in making money or in keeping yourself busy or in hobbies. And although I dealt with my own situation in my own way, I realized that these deeply rooted issues needed to be uprooted. And when I let God deal with me, I realized who I was. I realized that I am His. I realized that I am His child. And I realized that I'm a child of God, and I will not be defeated.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, have the circumstances in life tried to get the best of you and bring you down? Well, perhaps you know what that's like. In fact, I'm going to say you do know what that's like, because all of us tend to have to deal with those challenges of life. And so the question is, who do you think you are? And the reason we're asking that question is because when you become a child of God, when you place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, there are so many blessings that God pours upon His people like you and I, and it changes who we are. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Perhaps you were tuning in yesterday, and you know that we launched a brand new sermon series here in Rising Higher called Who Do You Think You Are? We are taking some time to identify who Christ Jesus has made us to be now that we're in a relationship with Him. Once again, our sermon series is Who Do You Think You Are? Part one, that we started the first half of that yesterday. We're going to get into part two right now. It's called Overcomer. And I want you to believe that you are an overcomer. All right, here's Pastor Randy Sean Garcia.
I also want to let you know that back to the Philippians 4:13 verse is that I do believe that you can do all things through Christ according to His will. Although this is not the context that Paul's using, I do believe that you can do all things. If it's according to God's will, I believe that God has given you everything that you need to do everything that you are called to do. You can do all things through Christ. He's given you the strength and the courage and the resilience and the knowledge and the wisdom and the know-how, and He will give you the people to do all the things that He has called you to do. But our first step is to learn to walk in obedience, is to learn to walk in His will. So I don't want to take that verse completely away from you. I do believe it. Although the context says differently, I do believe in an all-powerful, all-knowing God who gives me everything that I need to do everything that He has called me to do. Number three in your notes, I want you to know that you are an overcomer. No, not that, not you will be an overcomer. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you will be an overcomer. I'm saying you are an overcomer. You are already an overcomer. That is what you are. And if you know who you are, then you'll know what to do. I got to tell you, you know, sometimes even when you're living from this place of victory, even when you know that you're going to win that battle, that you're going to win that war, that doesn't exempt you from the troubles of life. I want you to know that you may still experience the downfalls and the trials and the tribulations and the temptations and the tough times and the trouble. But living from a place of victory doesn't exempt you from trouble. You aren't exempted from the trials, and you're not exempted from the curveballs that life might throw at you. But here's the key here, is that when you do experience trouble, you already know the outcome. You already know the outcome, because when you live in victory, it means that you've already won. And so when you do experience those troubles, it means that you know that you can overcome. And you know that you can overcome because He has overcome. So when you experience trouble, you can live from victory and tell yourself what God wants to tell you, that you are an overcomer. John 16:33 says this. It says, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." He tells us, you will have trouble. You will have trouble. There's no doubt about it. You will have trouble. We will all have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And this is how we know that we can live in victory. This is how we know that we can overcome. This is how we know what's on the other side of our trial and our tribulation, because Christ has overcome the world. I'm going to give you two very, very true statements here, and I think that they're both true in different ways. The first statement is this, is that really it doesn't matter who you say you are or who you think you are. It doesn't matter, because all that really and truly matters is what God says you are, right? So it doesn't matter what you say you are. It doesn't matter who you say you are. It matters who God says you are. And you might be sitting here and say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. All that matters is who God says I am. But let me flip that. You know, I said it doesn't matter who you think you are, but let's flip that. Now I'm going to say it does matter who you think you are. It does matter who you think you are, because if you haven't received your identity in Christ, you're going to continue operating from an identity that you were never supposed to live out. If you haven't received your identity in Christ, then that means that you are operating from an identity that you were never supposed to live. I don't know if you agree with the first statement or the second statement or kind of both, but because you can either think of yourself by yourself, or you can think of yourself in Christ. And if you think of yourself as in Christ, then you have found your identity. Then you know that you are victorious. You know that you are an overcomer. You know the end of the story. So I have a question for you today. What amazing things would happen in your life if you started to see yourself the way God sees you? What amazing things would happen in your life if you started to see yourself the way God sees you? Well, you know, Pastor Randy, Sean, I'm not good enough. Well, with Christ, you are more than enough. Well, I'm not strong enough. Well, when you are weak, He is strong. Well, I'm not talented enough. Well, God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Well, I've had too many shortcomings. Well, with Christ, you have overcoming power through Jesus Christ on your side. What else do you need? Well, Pastor Randy Shaw, my world is caving in. The pressures of life are overwhelming and I just can't take it. Well, let me give you a verse here in 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. It says, "This all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, This all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. So if you feel like you're not strong enough, if you feel like you're not strong enough or good enough, or if you feel like you're not talented enough, if you feel like you have too many shortcomings, well, the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So if we're looking within ourselves, we're going to find exactly how we feel. But if we look to God, we know who we are in Him.
I'm going to jump right in here. We're going to continue this message in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Overcomer is what we're talking about today. Part of our brand new sermon series, Who Do You Think You Are? I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. And yes, we are back at our facilities meeting on Sunday mornings. We also have a third worship service every Sunday morning. That one's in Spanish at 11 o'clock. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Once again, fortresschurch.org. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. Our sermon series is this: Who do you think you are? Do you realize that you are an overcomer? We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. Grace Christian School is currently enrolling students in K-4 through 12th grades and accepts 3-year-old students who have older siblings enrolled. Grace Christian School has a dedicated, caring, and loving staff who teaches all subjects from a Christian worldview using the Abeka and Accelerated Curriculum Education curricula. Students have opportunities to learn technology applications, participate in sports, and become conversant in Spanish. Grace Christian School offers affordable Christ-centered education to students from San Antonio and surrounding communities. Anyone interested in knowing more about becoming part of the Grace Christian School family is invited to come tour the school Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Appointments are not necessary but are welcome. Grace Christian School is located at Fortress Church at 7760 Prue Road in San Antonio. For more information, you can call this number, 210-265-8166, or you can browse our website at www.gracechristianschool-sa.com. What do you enjoy about Fortress Church?
Yes, my name is Rick, and I enjoy Fortress Church. Pastor Brandy Garcia, and what we like about this church, there's a lot of connect groups, so nobody's left out. We just love it.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I enjoy coming to Fortress Church. The people here are like family. We have small group meeting, connect groups, and really, I enjoy that a lot. It really has a family atmosphere, and it really just pours out their heart to you and looks for you when you're here. It's just an incredible church.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenneth Johnson from WWE, CWC, and 205 Live. I love Fortress because it's a great place to worship and learn more about Jesus. Thank you very much.
Are you looking for a church family? Come on by and join us. We as a family gather together for worship on Sundays at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org.
This is Jason Roy from Building 429, and you are listening to Rising Higher.
Have the challenges of life tried to bring you down? I've got some good news. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ, He can turn everything around, and He can make you an overcomer. That's the title of today's message, part of our series, Who Do You Think You Are? Overcomer. Here's our Bible teacher, Pastor Randy Sean Garcia.
I was just 10 years old when my dad sat me down and told me that my mother had left and wasn't coming back. And, you know, he always had that one message for me. He said, we'll get through this. We'll get through this. And again, I remember just sitting in that Taco Cabana, his arms wrapped around me, and we were crying, and he just kept repeating over and over and over again, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. We will overcome this. And I can still hear those words today. You see, my father was devastated, but this was 22 years ago. And I can tell you that he is an overcomer. And looking back, I found that my mother was actually dealing with some inner battles on her own, but I can actually look back and say that she is an overcomer. I also want to say that I also was an overcomer, because from 10 years old until my mid-20s, I dealt with issues on my own. In fact, I couldn't get too close to anybody. I couldn't trust anybody because I felt like they would just up and leave me at some point. I distanced myself from friendships and I couldn't get too close. A lot of times I felt alone in my life and I was surrounded by so many people all the time, but at the very same time, I felt like I was all alone by myself. So I dealt with loneliness and pain and I dealt with my trust issues. I dealt with all of these things in my own way. And how many of you know that when you try to deal with these things on your own way, they can express themselves in many unhealthy ways? You know, many people can deal with their own issues with alcoholism, with substance abuse, with isolation, with being antisocial, with being angry, with being frustrated, with blaming the world. And then we can actually go in the opposite direction and then try to find fulfillment in things because we're searching for something. And so you can try to find fulfillment in relationships. You can try to find fulfillment in friendships or in a job or in making money or in keeping yourself busy or in hobbies. And although I dealt with my own situation in my own way, I realized that these deeply rooted issues needed to be uprooted. And when I let God deal with me, I realized who I was. I realized that I am His. I realized that I am His child. And I realized that I'm a child of God, and I will not be defeated. I realize that with Christ, I am strong. I realize that with Christ, I am courageous. And I realized that with Christ, I am called, and I will not be defeated. I realize that with Christ, I can love, and I will never hold back again. I realize that I can trust and not hold back. I can embrace and not let go. I will not be defeated. I realize with Christ, I am more than enough. I realize that I have everything that I need. I realize that I am rich in Christ, and I will not be defeated. I realized that with Christ, I can do all things. I can walk in His purpose. I can endure all things, and I will not be defeated. I realized that with Christ, I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer, and I will not be defeated. With Christ, I am victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer, and I will not be defeated. I'm victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer, and I will not be defeated. I'm victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer, and I will not be defeated. 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 I'm victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer, and I will not be defeated. With Christ, I'm an overcomer, and I know that you are too. Which leads me to my fourth and final point. As we have some music playing in the background, point number four is, without Christ, you can do nothing. In fact, John 15:5 says this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Let that sit there. He's the vine. We're the branches. If we're connected, I realize that I have everything that I need. I realize that I am rich in Christ and I will not be defeated. I realized that with Christ, I can do all things. I can walk in His purpose. I can endure all things and I will not be defeated. I realized that with Christ, I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer and I will not be defeated. With Christ, I am victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer and I will not be defeated. I'm victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer and I will not be defeated. I'm victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer and I will not be defeated. 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 I'm victorious. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer and I will not be defeated. With Christ, I'm an overcomer, and I know that you are too. Which leads me to my fourth and final point. Point number four is, without Christ, you can do nothing. In fact, John 15:5 says this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Let that sit there. He is the vine. We're the branches. If we're connected with Him, we will bear much fruit. But without Him, we can do nothing. You see, without Christ, we can do nothing. Without Christ, we cannot bear fruit. Without Christ, you can do nothing apart from Him. Without Christ, we are lost. We are imperfect. We are inadequate. We are incapable. But with Christ, you are victorious, you are a conqueror, you are an overcomer, and you will not be defeated. And that's the message today. You will not be defeated. You are an overcomer. And I'll end with the verse that we started with. 1 John 5:5 says this, who is it that overcomes the world? It's a question. Who is it? Who is it that overcomes the world? And the answer is in the next sentence. It says, only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Only the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Come on, I feel victorious today. I feel victorious today. I hope that you are wanting a touch from God today. Who believes that you can do all things through Christ? Who believes that you can endure all things? Who feels victorious today? I know I feel victorious. I know that I am more than a conqueror. I know that I am an overcomer, and so are you. Today's mantra is going to be this. I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer. I will not be defeated. And I want you to say that with me. I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer, and I will not be defeated. Raise your hands and say, I will not be defeated. I will not be defeated. I will not be defeated. I am an overcomer with Christ. The question is, are you with Christ today? Are you with Christ? If you've never accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you've never confessed your sins to Him, if you've never believed and called upon His name so that you can be saved, I believe that today is the day. You are victorious. You are rich in Christ. You are a conqueror. You are an overcomer, and you will not be defeated. I believe that God has this word for you today. Whatever you're going through, whatever your struggles are, give it to Christ. If you want to overcome that battle, if you want to overcome that temptation, if you want to overcome that circumstance, if you want to overcome that depression, that anxiety, if you want to overcome that job situation, if you want to overcome that family situation that's torn your family apart, if you want to overcome unforgiveness, this is your day to make it right with God. Wherever you're at on your faith journey, if you've already have a relationship with Christ, I want to remind you of who God says you are. I want to remind you of your identity, because there's this huge difference from living from that place of victory or living like you're already defeated. There's this huge difference in a mindset that knows that you are already victorious, that you are already an overcomer, that He's already done the work, that you already know who's won in the end. And if you want to walk in that victory today, I want you to pray with me today, and I want you to accept that. I want you to accept your identity in Christ, that He is the one, that through Him, that with Christ, you are victorious, that you are an overcomer, and that you will not be defeated. Lord God, thank you for your word today. Lord, it is such an encouraging word for all of us today. God, I pray, Lord, that wherever we're at, that no matter what we're dealing with, Lord, no matter how big the need and no matter how small the need, Lord, you are right there with us, Lord. Remind us that we can walk in victory, Lord, that no matter what happens to us, that no matter what circumstance presents itself, that you are God, that you have already won the battle. Lord, help us trust in you like we've never trusted in you before. Lord, we give you our situation, our circumstance, and we give it to you to bear our burdens. Lord, we are overcomers with you, only with you. We know that we can overcome only with you. God, help us believe that and help us walk that out and live that out. We love you, God, and we thank you for your word today. Your blessings. Amen.
Great words of encouragement. Our Bible teacher is Pastor Randy Sean Garcia. And today's topic was Overcomer. Part of our sermon series that we've been looking at, actually we just started yesterday, and that's Who Do You Think You Are? Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. Now, tomorrow, we're going to continue the sermon series. Now, it's going to be a new message. In fact, it's entitled New. And Pastor Randy Sean shared his heart yesterday and today with his testimony, and he's going to continue the next portion of that testimony starting tomorrow in this message called New. Hope you can join us. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. If you want to check out the podcast, all you got to do is go to fortresschurch.org/radio, or you can go to risinghigher.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. Join us tomorrow as we continue the sermon series, Who Do You Think You Are?